Good morning. My guest this morning is Hari Myers. I should say storyteller Hari Myers. Good morning, Hari.
Good morning, Roland.
You are going to be doing two presentations in February. You're going to be a busy person in February.
Yes, yes.
A three-hour storytelling adventure with the Mahabharata. And that's going to be at the Dhyan Center in Sebastopol on February 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Three
evenings consecutively. Mm-hmm. And then on February 23rd, Saturday, February 23rd, the Ramayana.
Yes.
And that's going to be at St. John's Episcopal Church in Petaluma.
That's correct.
So talk a little bit about these presentations. Give people a little sample of what they'll be like.
Yes. Well, they are the two epics of India, of ancient classical India. They take place in two different eras. The Indian world is based on cycles, different ages. It's not linear like the Western idea of history. It's cycles. And they are different times, and they're different incarnations of the deity. In the Ramayana, the deity Vishnu appeared on earth as Ram. And in the Mahabharata, which was the next age, the Dwapara Yuga, what they call, he appeared as Krishna. They're very well known. Every Indian knows these stories by heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But not every American.
Far from it. And it's part of my mission because they really speak. The Ramayana is very, very devotional and very moving. It's romantic. The Mahabharata is about the disintegration of virtue as an age was going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and it's
good for our time.
It has some relevance, yes,
yes,
indeed.
Yes, right. Yeah.
In fact, there is a everybody knows, or if they know of the Mahabharata at all, they know the Bhagavad Gita,
right,
which
yeah.
is a sermon that Krishna delivers to Arjuna. There's also a sermon in that book, as long as the Gita, by an old wise man, Bhishma, who speaks to the new king, Yudhishthira, and tells him the qualities of kingship and what brings it down, how greed and so forth, and also talks about the various politicians around the king and what goes on. And it's a very, it's amazingly apt.
This is a perfect time.
Yes, perfect time. Interestingly for me on the Ramayana, long before I was a storyteller, my first trip to India, I've been to India a number of times. I was in Benares the first time, and it was in 68, January of 68, way back. And on one of the steps next to the main ghat, Dasashwamedh ghat, there was a storyteller speaking, I guess it was in Hindi, and he had sharp white teeth. I could tell he was telling a story. And from the names that he mentioned, he was telling a Ramayana. Little did I know that I would become such a storyteller myself.
Right.
But also later, when I took my son to India many years later, because my son wasn't born at that early part, in 89, I went and the same part of the story was on TV. So the oral tradition in India is
very
giving
strong
way to TV.
I'm
going the other way. I'm trying to revive the oral tradition.
Right, yeah. Right. Get rid of that TV.
Yeah. Well, I believe there's also a power in a transmission of a live person speaking right in front of you. There's a three-dimensional, live, here and now, intimate feeling.
Right.
And something is conveyed.
So how do people get tickets?
Okay. Tickets for the Mahabharata, you can go on the Dhyan Center website online and under events in the calendar, February 15th, 16th, and 17th, there's a purchase tickets there.
Right, and that's dhyanacenter.com.
Correct, and it's a small D for some reason. And then and for the Ramayana, you can get advanced tickets through brownpapertickets.com. And the event is 4027304.
4027304.
Correct. And that will get advance tickets for Ramayana.
Well, thanks for coming in, Hari.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Roland. It's always a pleasure.
And thanks to you folks out there for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.